The Manitoba Legislature will resume sitting on Wednesday, March 6. The NDP government is expected to introduce many pieces of legislation in the spring session, but the most anticipated event on the three-month calendar will be the new government's first budget. Since elected on October 3, Premier Wab Kinew and his colleagues have taken every opportunity to criticize our former PC government for its fiscal management. The most recent attack on our management of your money came last week in the form of an unaudited, politically motivated report that the NDP commissioned the accounting firm MNP to prepare. As the review's disclaimer makes clear, this is a political document with unaudited figures and incomplete information. The NDP also neglected to mention that they have been in charge for half of the 2023-24 fiscal year. I am proud to stand behind our seven-year record of cutting taxes and making life more affordable for all Manitobans, while at the same time balancing the budget, and in fact, most recently recording an audited surplus of $270 million at the end of March 2023. As well, our government invested in both operating funding for education and healthcare, and also in capital projects for new hospitals, personal care homes and schools. The NDP apparently believes these investments are not necessary as they have already cut 9 new schools, 660 childcare spaces, 6 shovel-ready personal care homes, and surgical programs for Manitoba patients. The NDP budget, expected to be delivered in late March or early April, will be a clear indication of what programs and projects the new government will cut and what tax increases Manitobans might expect. As the official opposition, we have also been calling for answers from the NDP as to what is happening with the Building Sustainable Communities, BSC, program. The BSC program was launched in 2019 to offer grants for capital infrastructure and community initiatives led by local governments and nonprofit organizations. Typically, application intake would have opened in December. However, the NDP have been silent as to the future of this program. Municipalities and nonprofits need to know. Have these grants been cut from the 2024 budget? Are they being delayed? The unknown is severely hampering these organizations' ability to plan ahead. I know that many, many community projects throughout the Riding Mountain constituency would not have happened without the support of a Building Sustainable Communities grant. Let's hope the NDP value our communities and the infrastructure we require as much as we all do. With the resignation of Tuxedo MLA Heather Stephenson as the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party, our caucus has elected LAC du Bonnet MLA Wayne Owasco as the interim leader. Owasco has been an MLA since 2011 and has the respect and support of our caucus. I look forward to having Wayne visit communities in the Riding Mountain constituency and meet as many people as possible. The PC party is currently planning a leadership race to choose a permanent leader. No details have yet been announced, but all members in good standing will have the chance to cast their vote. One of the first things that our new interim leader did was appoint a new leadership team. Steinbach MLA Kelvin Gortzen was named deputy leader, rural, while Roblin MLA Kathleen Cook will serve as deputy leader for the City of Winnipeg. Derek Johnson, MLA for Interlake Gimli, will return as the opposition House leader, while Turtle Mountain MLA Doyle Pivniuk was named as the whip. I was honored to be asked to serve as the chair of the PC caucus. I had previously served as caucus chair under the leadership of Brian Pallister, Kelvin Gortzen and Heather Stephenson. My position involves chairing meetings of our caucus, as well as liaising with my colleagues and our PC staff, legislative staff and serving as the caucus representative to the PC Party of Manitoba. Greg Nesbitt is the member of Legislative Assembly for the Riding Mountain constituency. He can be reached at 204-759-3313, toll-free 1-844-877-7767 or by email at gregnesbittmoi@mymts.net.